and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Roughly 900,000 Texans do not have internet access at home, and about 90% of those who aren't connected live in rural areas. But those numbers might soon be improving thanks to the recently signed Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The infrastructure plan dedicates $65 billion to broadband infrastructure across the country, with Texas expected to receive at least $100 million of those dollars for broadband expansion in the Lone Star State. $100 million. Will that be enough to finally bridge our state's digital divide? Here to explain what Texans can expect from federal broadband funding is Jennifer Harris, Program Director for Connected Nation Texas. Jennifer, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hello, how are you today?
I am fine, and I understand you've already started sinking into this subject of just how these dollars might be used in Texas. What's the state of the digital divide in the Lone Star State? Who has access and who doesn't?
About 96% of Texans have physical access to broadband. But that does mean, as you mentioned, that almost 900,000 Texans, you know, more people than live in the state of North Dakota within our state, don't have that physical access to broadband. We see that pre-COVID, only 68% of Texas households were actually subscribing to broadband. So I think that's what we really saw, you know, when we sent kids home from school and we asked people to work from home, you know, visit a doctor online if you could. More than 30% of Texans didn't have that connectivity at home, either because it didn't physically exist or because they weren't subscribing.
Well, let's talk about how that breaks down geographically. Are there parts of Texas that are better connected than others?
As far as infrastructure, I think any type of infrastructure, we see that we face more challenges in our rural areas. So as far as broadband goes, we do have more challenges in the rural areas of our state where population is less dense. However, we do have urban and suburban broadband infrastructure deserts as well. You know, the majority of the folks that are physically disconnected are rural, but that's not to say that you wouldn't find someone, you know, in Houston inside the loop that doesn't have physical connectivity either.
No, indeed. I mean, this became a massive issue during the pandemic, right? I mean, when you had so many kids who needed to get online, and we're talking about in major cities, they just didn't have access.
Correct. And either because it wasn't physically there or they couldn't afford it or had some other barrier going on. Maybe they didn't have a device at home. All sorts of reasons that folks weren't able to connect at the start of the pandemic.
Well, now, under this infrastructure plan, it's my understanding Texas would get about $100 million or so for broadband expansion. Is it clear how that money is going to be distributed and spent?
Well, I'll start with saying, so that's the minimum amount of dollars that each state will be getting. And then the remainder of that, over $40 billion, will be divided up based on a formula based on unserved locations in each state. So Texas is actually set to receive a lot more than that $100 million. How those dollars will be spent, there's some federal guidelines that come along with those dollars because they are federal. Connectivity is going to need to be at least 100 download and a 20 upload, which is much greater than our current minimum speed for broadband, which is a 25 megabit per second download and a 3 megabit per second upload. They're also going to require providers that are accepting those dollars to provide affordable programs to residents. So once that infrastructure is physically there, making sure that they have an affordable, low-cost program.
So we're talking about subsidies, basically, for people to be able to pay to afford internet access?
Well, really, it would be, you know, a low cost just plan. So when you went to choose your internet plan from a company, there would be a low cost option if you qualify under those low cost standards. There is a separate program from the federal government called the Emergency Broadband Benefit that was made permanent in the infrastructure bill. That was during this most recent COVID time. That's been up to a $50 a month subsidy to families to subscribe to broadband. And then with the infrastructure bill, that will continue on as a $30 a month subsidy toward your home broadband connection moving forward.
Is it clear how the division of funds is going to work? Physical infrastructure versus making it possible for more people to pay for internet access?
So those are outlined in the infrastructure bill, $65 billion total for broadband infrastructure. And then there's over $2 billion that's going to the digital equity piece of that infrastructure bill that will really help focus on that affordability piece. And then how those dollars get spent in Texas will really be up to the newly developed broadband development office within the comptroller's office that was established during the most recent legislative session.
So we suddenly have an infusion of money, but this is a huge investment and miles of Texas to cover. Do you see it as enough to fully address our broadband needs here in Texas?
You know, that's a very good question. I think, you know, if we do see, we've already received almost or a little over $500 million through the Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund that's going toward infrastructure that the Comptroller's Broadband Development Office is going after. And then however many dollars we see from the infrastructure bill, which will be many, many more than that $100 million, are going to get us a long way. But honestly, I think we're probably going to still have more work to do. And I think we talk about solving the digital divide, but I don't know that it's one of those things that will ever be completely solved. I think technology is going to keep changing, and we're always going to have more devices and more things that we're connecting, so we can get very close to the digital divide, and then we need to grow along with it. So I think this is a challenge that we keep tackling. Just like we repair roads, we're going to have to repair broadband infrastructure and grow along with technology.
I appreciate the time that you've given us here, and I just want to throw out one other question, because I think of grand historic changes, you know, shifts when it comes to infrastructure. And one of the things that comes to mind, of course, is what they used to call the Defense Highway or Interstate Highway Act, which built a series of interstate highways across the nation, the likes of which we had never seen. Now we're talking about an enormous infusion of funds toward broadband. And I wonder, are we talking about an investment that is on the scale of, say, you know, the superhighways in terms of its potential for change, or not quite?
I think it's even on the scale of rural electrification. I think it's really on that scale, that it really is going to be life-changing for the folks that don't currently have that connectivity. I think many, many of us take for granted the connectivity that we do have and don't realize that we've got so many folks across the country that don't have anything at all. So really, I think the way our economy changed and the way this nation changed once we got electricity to everyone, I think we're going to see those kind of changes once we get broadband to everyone.
Jennifer Harris is Program Director for Connected Nation Texas, an organization that supports broadband expansion throughout underserved areas of the state. Ms. Harris, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.